Welcome to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And today, we're going to go to Hogwarts.
Yeah.
So, a Gryffindor, a Hufflepuff, and a Ravenclaw go into a bar. But they close the doggy door. Why?
I don't know.
Because they ain't want no snakes to slither in. All right, I want you to guess who I am, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
What are three Gryffindors like yourselves doing inside on such a day like this? You wouldn't want somebody to think that you were up to something, would you?
Snake.
Yes, Snape it is.
Now it's time for the MVP.
Okay, so who's the MVP?
I think the MVP was Snape. Because he made everyone dislike him, and then he actually turned out to do something good, which changes the thought of people.
Like what? What did he do that was good?
He actually tried to save Harry when Crow tried to mess up his broom and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
But since he gave everyone like a bad vibe, they were like, they had to do something. But it was good because someone got distracted.
Okay. I think the MVP, in my opinion, is Hermione.
What?
Yeah, Hermione. If it wasn't for her brilliant mind to be able to think of all the stuff, they wouldn't have got half the stuff done, or they wouldn't have known how to get through, like, because you know in the back, so they get through and they're getting up under Fluffy and they're getting caught in the devil's snare. How were they going to get out of that? If it weren't for Hermione knowing that you needed A, stay still so you could fall through, and B, use Lumos to cast the light to get Ron out of it, then you'd have never gotten out of it, right? Mm-hmm. And you'd have been stuck. It had just been over with. So, Hermione is my MVP.
I liked MVP, but now it's time for the MVL, the most valuable loser. I think it was Ron.
Ron was the MVL.
Yes.
Come
he
on.
He didn't. When he was trying to do the, like, everything he did had to be funny. Because he did win the chess thing, but that was literally the only thing he did.
It wasn't the only thing he did. He was also Harry's best friend. Like, one of the first people that Harry meets is Ron. And he's a nice dude. He's a good friend. Yeah, he's silly. He, you know, is comedy relief. And then that was a brilliant game of Wizard's Chess. Like, the best Wizard's Chess game around. He did a great job. And he even sacrificed himself to help Harry. So, I mean, you can go with the MVL, but I disagree.
Okay, then.
So, you want to see who I say for MVL?
Mm-hmm.
MVL, in my opinion, is Madam Hooch.
That's true.
Because, okay, I understand that you out there, you're doing a great job of teaching the kids how to fly and everything. But number one, you let Neville break his arm in the middle of the class. You ain't no Leviosa charm to kind of make him float. Come on now. You're supposed to be a teacher. You're supposed to be able to do that. Or you're supposed to be able to at least know that if you're going to tell a bunch of kids to not go jump on their broom after you leave to go take the kid to the hospital, you know somebody's going to jump on a broom. You know that was going to happen. So you need to have an aide in your class. That's my MVL in the book, in the movie. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're going to talk about settings. So what is your favorite setting in the movie?
My favorite setting is the Gryffindor common room. I mean, it would have been the Hufflepuff common room, but I mean, I haven't seen it before, but in a game, and I'm not sure if it's the same.
Okay, so your favorite set, I agree. I think the Gryffindor common room was a pretty cool room. It kind of had, you know, a nice setting. It was warm. It was kind of comfortable. It was a place to where you can kind of hang out and enjoy yourself and have a good time. And so, you know, I think I agree with you on that one.
That was a good one. But now it's time for favorite costume. Now, my favorite costume was Madame Hooch's costume when she was the referee.
Where it's kind of like the flowy robe with like the kind of like the referee stripes at the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was pretty cool. Now, I guess if we're going to go through something that has a similar kind of time frame on it, we could also talk about the Quidditch uniforms. Those were awesome. Those were pretty awesome. The Gryffindor Quidditch uniforms were awesome. I thought that was a pretty cool looking. I think that the color scheme, the scarlet and the gold ran well together, and I think that was pretty cool looking.
Now it's time for favorite scene. My favorite scene is when Dumbledore clapped his hands and the flags changed from Slytherin to Gryffindor.
That was a pretty cool scene. My favorite scene was when they were playing Quidditch and Harry was trying to go after the snitch. And so to him and the seeker from the Slytherin team were both going after the snitch. And they had to dive down towards to get down to the to kind of catch it. And then the Slytherin guy pulls up because he's like, I don't want to run into the ground. And so Harry Potter's kind of like, he's kind of like surfing a little bit on his broomstick. And then he kind of falls and then he kind of eats it and has to spit it out. That was my favorite scene. All right. So it's time for debate this. And now I kind of want to take some time to kind of look at this. Okay, so if we take away the information that we know at the end about Snape, so take away the information that we know he was doing good, who do you think would have been the more so bad guy? Do you think that Quirrell would have been a bad guy, or do you think that Snape would have been more so a bad guy?
Snape, because Quirrell he fooled us because he was like just stuttering and everything. He seemed like the weakest person there, so he could obviously never be a bad guy.
I don't know. Every time there's something kind of went on, like they kind of like tried to portray the Snape was doing stuff that was kind of like underhanded, but it's Quirrell was always the, even in the first time where he meets Harry Potter and Harry tries to shake his hand, he's all pulls back like he doesn't want to shake his hand. Like, you literally just met the most famous wizard in the world and you're not even gonna shake his hand. That's kind of shady. That's shady in the very beginning. And even when Harry was looking at Snape and he thought that the scar was burning, Quirrell was right there too. And so it was just like a lot of the situations, Quirrell was right there in the middle of it. And I don't always trust the people who runs in and says, oh, it's a cave troll, it's a mountain troll or whatever. And then he just falls out like he's overtaken that much. Not when he's at the cave troll, but when he runs in there to tell somebody, shady, shady.
That's kind of weird, though, because if someone was going to hide the evidence that they did it, it would be sort of like that, because it would actually seem like he's super duper scared.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he wants to play super scared, but it's over the top. And that's where, when it goes over the top, when he's acting too scared, then that's when I'm like, all right, you're doing too much right now.
Too scared? That wouldn't have been too scared if it was a student. But since he played out and made it look like he was super weak, it was highly believable.
Yeah, okay. From your perspective, whatever. Hit us up. I'm going to put the email address for you guys to email us in the show notes so you can tell us who won, who you think was best. All right, let's move on to the next part.
Now it's time for super upgrades. Now, I think the upgrade would be kind of like how it is in reality. He should have blue eyes like his mom and like little twirl in his hair like his dad, because he didn't really care about the code for hair, his hair. It's like,
I agree with that. I think that, understandably, you know, the movie came out when it did, and so the special effects that are down now are a lot different from when it came out originally.
Yeah.
And so I think that just kind of like improving the way that some of the like spells looked, or kind of like in Professor Flitwick's class, seeing them do a couple more cool spells would have been something that they could have done a lot better. But overall, I think they did a pretty good job, because there was a lot of source material for them to take and compress and condense down into a movie.
Yeah.
All right, time to rate it or hate it. So, you know how we do this. Between 1 to 5 stars, one we hate it, 5 stars we rate it, and that means we love it. So, how many stars do you give Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
I give it a 4, because everything was just perfect except for the guy that I thought was actually nice turned out to be kind of like the worst guy in the whole movie at that time. Like the second worst guy in the whole movie that time. Which is basically the first, because you know who was actually in his body.
Okay. I agree that that's what was going on. Now, I would also say I give it a 4. I think it was a great movie. I think it was a good job. They did a good job of introducing the series, introducing the characters, just kind of like making it fun and funny and a whole bunch of stuff kind of going on. So I think that they did a pretty good job to kind of like adapt the book in this case. So I also give it a 4 stars.
Now it's time for fun facts. Fun fact number 1, the movie came out in 2001. Fun fact number 2, in England, instead of them calling it the Sorcerer's Stone, it is the Philosopher's Stone.
So that's pretty interesting. That's pretty cool. Now, while we're on the subject of fun facts, I think that we might have mentioned it a little bit earlier on in the show, but I kind of wanted to let people know, the people out there know, whose house we belong in. So, what house do you belong in, Trev?
It is Hufflepuff.
Cool. You know what house I belong in?
Gryffindor.
You doggone right. The best house, Gryffindor.
Just because Harry Potter was in it, that does not make it the best.
No. That's fine. I mean, you know, it's pretty if Hufflepuff is not doing too much and then just sitting around and just being boring all the time. But whatever. You can have fun with all that.
Making friends more important than being brave and stuff.
But if your friends can't do nothing and they need somebody to help them out, they're going to need a Gryffindor.
No, not really.
Whatever. Let's move on to wrap this up. Okay, so we're going to wrap everything up right now. I'll hit you guys with the news segment. You know, we have the podcast in a whole bunch of different formats. It comes on Stitcher, it comes on Podcast Republic, iTunes, it's on Spotify, it's on a whole bunch of things, Google Podcasts. So just check it out on whatever it is that's most convenient for you. Also, we're going to probably try to do a YouTube channel in the future to where we kind of can do little short videos, kind of talking about different things that we kind of got going on. Also, we have an email address, as we said earlier. If you wanted to email into the podcast for us to kind of like talk about a listener letter, please do. I'll have that information within the show notes. And that's pretty much it. We're enjoying you guys spending time with us. We are very, very appreciative. We are very happy to see every single person that downloads, and we are very appreciative of that. And with that said, we're going to follow up with some more hero shows. Because when there's a hero,
we talk.
And thanks for talking with Talix and Trev, because I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
And we are out of here. Peace.